Well, this is it. We're in the final week of Halloween. You know, I feel like Halloween snuck up on me this year, and I keep thinking, did I miss something? So coming up on today's show, you'll hear from All Hallows Geek. He reports on Halloween and horror culture year-round and is the best person I could think of to ask, what did I miss this year? From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and today is Monday, October 26th. Let's get on with the show. So 2020 has certainly been a unique Halloween, and I know that you've been writing, you know, you write all year, and of course you've been watching Halloween all year and everything around the horror scene and doing very good reporting. So I wanted to bring you on to discuss first, what trends are you seeing for this year and what has been surprising for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest trend I've seen this year that's kind of surprised me is how scaled back in terms of Halloween retail has been. One of the biggest things I noticed is just merchandise was flying off shelves early and not really getting restocked. I've been talking about it with folks on social media quite a bit and basically saying, like, what's it look like where you're at? And more times than not, people are saying, we never got Halloween, we got very little Halloween, or we had it for about a week and it disappeared. So that was really surprising to me because I really thought, retail could have saved this holiday, really. I mean, considering COVID, we're all stuck at home. Like, we want decorations, we want fun stuff to do, we want things to do. And that didn't really happen. So that was probably one of the first things I've noticed is just retail kind of took a hit this year, surprisingly, and kind of left us in the dark. And that's kind of a surprise. The other thing, obviously, and I wrote about this a while back, is that just Halloween candy's kind of scaled back. We have candy, but those kind of fun themed packages, they kind of scaled back on this year. Not seeing as much of that, which is kind of a bummer because, I mean, I know it's a gimmick, but it is kind of fun. But one of the biggest things is just that nobody wants to give up on trick-or-treating, which I completely understand, but I'm finding that everybody's looking for ways to kind of reinvent it this year. And that's kind of been one of the bigger trends I've seen. Probably most specifically, I know Mars Wrigley came out with Treat Town, which is kind of like a virtual trick-or-treating experience. They also, and funny enough, an actual guy here in SoCal created one called My Trick-or-Treat, which is a very similar experience. So on both of these, essentially what you do is you can create your kids kind of this like virtual environment, and then you invite people to essentially trick or treat at their virtual location, and you can earn them real candy. So I think that was kind of cool. They've also got kind of reverse trick or treating happening where Sour Patch Kids is actually doing a thing where they're trying to go out to different cities and pass out candy to people rather than you having to go get candy. And Reese's just announced the trick or treat door, which is going to do a similar thing where you can have it come to your town. So it's kind of neat to see the different ways people are trying to kind of reinvent the trick-or-treating experience to make it a little bit safer. And I know there's other things out there. I know that for weeks, I feel like you kept hearing about the trick-or-treat shoot where you drop the candy down the thing. So I think that's been kind of the biggest thing this year is like, how many different ways can we figure out how to make trick-or-treating work amidst a pandemic?
And I love some of those ideas. Just honestly, like when I saw that Reese's door, like I'm like a remote control robotic door that dispenses like candy and also has fog and light effects. Like, this is ridiculous and also amazing. And I want
one. Let's not forget it's king size candy. We got to.
I know.
At that, it's king size.
So, you mentioned so much innovation. So do you think there's anything good that has come from 2020 Halloween?
I think the biggest thing is just overall creativity. I mean, Halloween, more or less, what we do year after year has been kind of the same thing. We go to haunts, we go trick-or-treating, we dress up, we have parties. And I think the good thing is it has forced people to kind of rethink, how do we celebrate this holiday? What can we do a little bit differently? I think there's been some good from that. I think some of the unique ways they're thinking about trick-or-treating, I've seen things where you kind of like take the Easter approach to Halloween candy and where, you know, you put it out there and have them search for it. I think if you're not going to take your kid trick-or-treating, that might be a fun way to do it. So I think just the overall creativity and the direction people are going with things, I think that's been kind of the good thing to come with this, because it is making us kind of rethink this holiday and how we can celebrate it.
That's very true. Now, on that vein of speaking about innovation and kind of creativity, kind of cracking open the Halloween mold here, let's shift gears and talk about live events. So obviously, haunts and festivals and street fairs and parades are all a big part of Halloween culture, at least in the US. And that's not, like, in person is not really happening this year. So talk to me about some of the trends that you're seeing with in-person Halloween events and what they've done to pivot.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I mean, you have the obvious ones. So you've got the drive up, the drive through, the drive in experiences, like every form of drive. You also have the virtual experiences. I think those are the kind of obvious ones. But I mean, the one thing I do like seeing where some of the haunts, especially with the home haunts, where they're still trying to keep things going in some capacity. I like seeing the shift. You know, folks have been talking about shifting more towards yard displays, so you can still kind of get that overall experience. Without necessarily walking through something. And I know there's been a lot of folks that have actually put a lot of effort into that. And so like, okay, how can I recreate the spirit of my haunt, but put it in my front yard and you can look at it from your car or from the sidewalk or whatever. I think the other thing I'm seeing a lot of is obviously haunts looking for new ways to get people through. I know a lot of haunts have started adopting kind of virtual queues and things like that so that you don't have to line up on the street. You don't have to line up at somebody's door and try and go through this haunt, but you can queue up ahead of time virtually. I know that's been, you know, pretty big. And I think that's good for folks who maybe were kind of nervous about being in line with other people that they don't know and things like that. So, I mean, there's been a lot of that just in general. And I think that's been some of the big stuff. I think in terms of more unique approaches, I know out here near where I live in Orange County, there was actually a haunted car wash, which is probably one of the more
the unique tunnel of terror
approaches.
Yes.
It's, I mean, I guess that's technically falls under the drive-through experiences, but I mean, it's definitely out there. It's one of the more unique things that I've seen or heard about this year. So, I think it's just a lot of unique ways to kind of bring kind of the spirit of what you're doing, you know, to this kind of COVID era.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I agree. And also, they did a really great job being super creepy with like the washing of the car and like the finger trails. And I think it's really that was really great. It's not the first haunted car wash. You know, in our research, we found a few that have been happening for quite a long time in other parts of the country.
Oh, wow.
But it's definitely pushed. I think the idea of in-car Halloween experiences is interesting that we've kind of innovated down that route. So I agree with you on all those points. But wrapping up here, we are in Halloween week. It is go time for everybody. What do you recommend people do to celebrate this week?
Anything and anything or everything you can. No, I mean, realistically, there's so much you can do. I mean, I just want people to celebrate. I'm sorry. Like I know that was really vague, but I just want people to celebrate. I mean, there's so much you could be doing over this next week. I know one of the things I'm personally with my family, what we're trying to do is kind of do themed nights over the next week. So we're going to do like a movie night and do like some scary movies. We're going to do a game night. I mean, we're in the midst of a great year for like board games. We've got a Haunted Mansion game that came out. We had a Hocus Pocus game come out. There's been a Shining game that's come out. So there's plenty of spooky games that you can play right now. So we're going to do a spooky game night. The actual morning of Halloween, we're actually going to go pick up some of the monster donuts from Krispy Kreme. So those are out now. If you haven't checked those out yet, you could definitely score those. We're doing that the morning of. There's a lot of other stuff going on. I just recently wrote about they're doing a benefit concert performing The Nightmare Before Christmas. So it's a bunch of Broadway's actors and it's going to benefit the Actors Fund. And they're going to be performing basically all the songs from Nightmare Before Christmas. So that'll be a good one to check out. If you have a local haunt or yard display and you haven't seen it yet, like this is the week to do it. And a lot of them only run this week. So I know I'm kind of looking at a list or putting together a list this week of like, who's launching this week? Who do I want to go see? And that's something we're going to do. So there's tons to do. You just got to find it, but you know, definitely do something to celebrate. I'll say that.
And tell us where we can read all this wonderful content that you are so diligently reporting on.
Yeah, thank you. So the main website is allhallowsgeek.com, and that's where I'm posting kind of most of my content regularly. And then I'm all over the place on social media. If you just look up All Hallows Geek on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you'll be able to find me there. And that's, you know, I publish regularly there as well. Usually that's where I post my kind of event updates and things like that. So.
And you have a great newsletter. I enjoy reading it. I keep it open sometimes because there's so much in it that I'm like, I have to peruse all of this. So it's wonderful. Thank you for being like on the ground reporting on all this Halloween stuff. I think it's great for everybody. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for today. If you have news, please send it to us at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And please, please rate and review us and send this to a friend and tell us if what we are doing here every day is helpful to you or not.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.